today's episode is about giving up things that no longer serve you. Greg says, be 0.1% better every day. Yeah, sometimes you have to step back. You have to say, where am I fucking up? What is wrong with me? Where am I the problem? Because everyone is the problem in one way or another. Everyone has done harm to someone else and or to themselves. If it's not actively helping you, it's passively harming you at best. It could be actively harming you, but at best, it's passively harming you.
Message!
But I'm trying to lean back into those things that are actively helping me. I'm trying to get rid of those things that are actively harming me. And I'm trying to be aware of the things that are passively harming me.
I see the difference between me and you is that I just hit rock bottom. After this, I don't have a choice. I got people to provide for, promises I've made, and goals to meet. What you got?
What's going on, folks? This is Daryl, your host of the Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey podcast, where we discuss topics that impact Black and or millennial communities while having a good drink. So this will probably be the final episode that I record in Playa del Carmen. We have been here for, actually, 2 days from now, it will be 2 full months, and I'm releasing this on the day that I record it, so in real time. 2 months or 2 days away from 2 months. We've got another week and some change here. Then we're going to Mexico City for a week to handle some business there before returning to North Carolina. So excited about coming back to the States, seeing family, friends. Got some business to handle there. And then back to Mexico City where we are residents officially. I don't know if I told y'all this, but our immigration process was hell. I mean, it could have been worse, right? Thankfully, we had the resources to make it easier than it would have been if we had gone at it alone. We had an attorney who helped us get through the process, navigate all of that, expedite some stuff, keep us from having to wait in lines. So grateful for that, but yeah, still it's not easy. And if this is even half as hard as the process to get into the United States of America, then I understand why people are coming over without the requested or required documentation. I'm going to start this episode with the same bottle that I started my Playa del Carmen experience with, the first whiskey that I found here outside of Jack Daniels, which is Macallan, A Night on Earth. It's the end of the bottle. It's almost the end of my time here. So we're going to enjoy this. It has been a wonderful ride. Very good scotch. I can't wait to get another bottle of this one. This is the, like I said, A Night on Earth. I think this is the 2024 bottle. Today's episode is about giving up things that no longer serve you. I'm in a season in my life right now where I'm focused on being better in every aspect. My boy Greg Hill, I think I've said this on other episodes, but he has an amazing brand and podcast called The Minority Trailblazer. I will try to remember to link it in this description. But Greg says, be 0.1% better every day. That's something that I've really been focused on in this season of my life. I'm trying to be a better husband, a better dad, a better fundraiser, a better business owner, a better podcaster, a better brother, a better son. And sometimes that means stepping back to work on yourself, stepping back, a better follower of Christ, first and foremost. Sometimes you have to step back. You have to say, where am I fucking up? What is wrong with me? Where am I the problem? Because everyone is the problem in one way or another. Everyone has done harm to someone else and or to themselves. Everyone has done harm to someone else and to themselves. We are all at one point or another self-saboteurs. And so right now, I am focused on how can I be better. I joined a boxing gym. It feels like it's been forever ago, but a little bit over a week and a half ago, I joined a boxing gym here. Even though we only had 3 weeks to go here, I was like, yo, I'm joining this boxing gym. If I can spend $75 on a bottle of whiskey that will get finished in a weekend between me and friends, I can spend $75 on a 3 week membership at a local boxing gym. It has really allowed me to zone in, to be better, to learn what I don't know, and to spend time with myself figuring out who is that man in the mirror and how can we improve him. This morning when I was coming home from the gym, I looked down at my phone and I clicked on one of the folders on my home screen, and I accidentally was re-downloading an app that had been offloaded. And in that moment, I realized my phone is a big part of my distraction, right? Technology is a big part of my distraction, and useless technology. Technology, not that it's actively taking my focus away from life, but it's taking seconds away. To have so much junk on my phone that I don't use, that it gets offloaded, but still takes up space in my memory.
Message!
Sometimes you gotta get that stuff out of sight, out of mind. You gotta remove it. And so I said, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna clear this off. And I can always download an app again, right? You can always re-download an app. If you've paid for it, you have access to it until the Apple Store shuts down, or the App Store shuts down. But if it's not serving me, why is it there? Why am I even giving it the energy? Why am I giving it the 3 seconds, the 2 seconds, however long it takes me to swipe past it, get past it, to get to where I'm trying to go? And so in that moment, I said, well, you know what? If I'm not using this, let me take it off. If I'm not creating new merch, why is Big Cartel on my phone right now? Mind you, new merch is coming this season before the end of the season. So I'm keeping Big Cartel on. Check me out. But yeah. So many things in my life that are just taking up space, that are taking up memory. I got informed yesterday when I was trying to create a video that actually did have purpose, that I didn't have enough memory on my phone because there wasn't enough storage. Well, guess what? Some of that storage is because of these apps that I don't use. And what I realized in the shower after the gym, after looking through those apps, is that if it's not actively helping you, it's passively harming you at best. It could be actively harming you, but at best, it's passively harming you.
Message!
But I'm trying to lean back into those things that are actively helping me. I'm trying to get rid of those things that are actively harming me. And I'm trying to be aware of the things that are passively harming me. I've changed my diet. I've changed my drinking habits. I'm making an exception on this drink right now only because it's a part of the brand, right? It is a part of the hook as to why people rock with this podcast. But even with that, if I want to drink in the evening, I go to a club soda and bitters, right? And that's my cocktail. Monday through Thursday, I don't touch a bottle, just because while I very much enjoy the ritual of whiskey, you have to take a break. You have to clear your mind. And I have been getting better sleep. I've been feeling better. My workouts have been more acute. So yeah, I really, really challenge y'all. Get rid of the things that are no longer serving you. Really take Q4 to hone in, to lock in. This is your time, right? I look at where humanity is right now, and I'm sad because we are all so burnt out. We don't feel like we have the time to step back and to breathe. And I am grateful that I've got two things that have allowed me to do that, or three things. Excuse me, I take that back. I have a family that has come with me on this journey out of the United States of America into a slower paced society where we can really grow. Two, I have a job that allows me to stop, to breathe, to work at a pace that is both productive and provides me with peace. That's something that many people do not see this day and age, where so many employers just want to burn you out. You are a human resource. What do you do with a resource when you're done with it? You discard it. And I'm grateful to be somewhere that that's not the case. And lastly, I'm grateful to be in a society, living in a society that takes things more slowly. And it's forced me to slow down. It's forced me to manage my expectations. I do not expect anymore to be able to go to the coffee shop at 7 a.m., which here I'm starting my workday at 7 a.m. because I'm still working an East Coast schedule for now. It's a beautiful thing to not know that things are going to be open so early so that I can start working so early. But I couldn't do this without the job that allows me to do that, right? I really, really encourage y'all to get rid of the useless things, whether those things are apps, are people, are memberships, subscriptions, schools of thought, allegiances. Get rid of and or take a break from, right? Because sometimes you just need a break from some people, right? There are people who, you know, I think Facebook now has an option to unfollow someone for 30 days. I hate to say this, but like there are a couple times my mom be going crazy on Facebook. I will never block her phone number for 30 days, but I don't need to see her Facebook post all the time. And mom, if you're listening, it's all love. But I mean, every Frankie Beverly and Maye song that ever dropped ends up on your timeline because that's what you're listening to. Yeah, like sometimes you have to take a break from people, from energy. And I don't think that our society allows that enough. I don't think that this age of social media allows, I don't think this age of social media and a 24-hour news cycle really allows us to lean into finding our own peace. But right now, I'm taking that peace. That's it, man. We are done with A Night on Earth. We're almost done with my time in Playa del Carmen. Right now, man, it is. I'm in a season. I'm in an exciting season. I got more content coming. I don't know when this season is going to end, but I'm going to stretch this one. I think I might take it through the year because I've got a lot more exciting things going on this year. Oh, woo, real quick. Today, September 4th, shout out to my boy James Hart. It is James's, let's see if I'm turning 37 this year. James's 35th birthday. JU, man, love you, bro. Proud of you. You are a great father, a great husband, a great friend, a great man of Christ, of course. So I can't wait to see you at homecoming, if not before. That's it. That's where I'm at today. I cannot wait to see my people when I get back to North Carolina. If you are listening to this and you want to link up, you are in the 919, the 336, or the 704. Holla at your boy. I might even swing through the 252. My mom probably would damn near require it. Cheers. I will catch y'all on the flip side. This episode of the Narratives Over Wine and Whiskey podcast has been brought to you by Dollars and Stories LLC, helping organizations tell the stories that allow them to raise the dollars necessary to continue having the impact our communities need. For more info, visit dollarsandstories.com.